take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Hello, 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 Jen, how are you?
Very good, thank you.
Thanks for coming in again this morning. What wondrous pile of pages do we have for us this week?
Okay, so we have a brand new fiction novel called Winter by Ellie Smith. Have you heard of her?
No.
She's quite prolific English author. She's in her mid-50s. And this is a new series of books that she's working on. It's called The Seasonal Quartet. So she had autumn last year and now winter.
Spring and summer to come.
Spring and summer to come, and winter's out just in time for our summer.
Does that mean she's written all four of them already, or...?
No, well, this is the interesting
thing. No pressure,
thing about
right?
Them.
No pressure.
So, Autumn, well, what I'll first say is Autumn was shortlisted for the Booker and won the Bailey's Women's Prize. So, she's got some good kudos.
She's got some chops, yep.
And the idea of this quartet is to publish a narrative that is set around to the minute current events in political and social history. So,
wow.
Autumn was published 6 weeks after Brexit, and Brexit was featured in it. So, there's this, her usual the shtick, I guess, is to put quite unusual characters together, family relationships, and then strangers bringing that. And that's quite a common theme through all of her books. And so this is no different, but you can read all of the quartet once they're all here out of order, but they kind of link and have a similar flow. So, so she's awesome, and I'd really recommend checking her out, because she's probably one of the freshest fiction writers that I've ever read. And really turns the structure of a novel on its head, which is
and it's all sort of like a chronological recap of the 6 months before, or
definitely something. And so many authors try and make their novels to appeal to more people and be timeless, where this is just like a pinpoint in a year, which is really cool. So in Winter we meet Sophia. She's like quite a bothered elderly woman who's being followed by a floating head. She can't not see it. So
this is so often the case.
That's her issue. And then we meet her son. He's coming home to her place for Christmas, and he was meant to be bringing his girlfriend to meet his mum, but they've had this huge fight, and she has hijacked his Twitter account, which is this nature blog that he writes, and she's tweeting incorrect facts to his thousands of followers. It's very stressful.
Who are just taking them as read.
And then he meets this Croatian immigrant called Lux, a young woman, so he pays her £1,000 to go back to the house to pretend to be his girlfriend, because he doesn't want to deal with it. So that's
Jesus
the structure
Christ.
Of the story.
That's how it kicks off.
Yeah, that's how it kicks off.
Floating head and everything.
And so, and there's a few other characters that pop up, but I don't want to tell you about them because that will ruin the story. But so there's more about Brexit, there's the immigration crisis, the UK election, Trump, of course, and the Grenfell Tower fires all feature in this. So this is how fast it's all pumping out, which is so cool. But she is just funny, poetic, lyrical, and her narrative kind of hovers back and forth in time, but it's so easy, and she just makes it seem really easy. So,
cool.
Yeah, it's she's really good at seeing how, like, portraying how a character sees themselves, and then, like, a little bit later really shows how other people see them, and that's quite different, and I really love that.
Wow.
So she is one of my fiction picks for Christmas, and Ian from Dad Jokes, his favourite book of the year, that's what he told me the other
day. Goodness gracious me.
And another staff member. So it just came out a couple of weeks ago.
What's her name?
Ellie Smith.
So Ellie Smith.
Fiction for the post-truth era.
Why does her name ring a bell? What would we have heard of that she's written before?
She wrote one that's in one of the Orange Popular Penguins called The Accidental.
And okay, that must be it.
That's really, really good book. And I'd also recommend How to Be Both, which is, she's a goodie. I was talking to someone in the weekend, and he was halfway through. He's like, I'm loving this book. It's the first Ellie Smith I've ever read. And he said, but it does have a Christmas vibe. And we said, and we both said at the exact same time, like Love Actually.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
yeah.
Shut up.
But it's like literary. It's not a cheesy book, but you could feel like you could snuggle down on Christmas Eve and read this every year.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
All right, because Christmas is awesome. Let's not forget that.
Christmas is awesome, and you feel really warm while they're like walking around in the cold and reading it in the
Well, you're
in
sweltering
the
away in your jandals.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's a good pick. I think it appeals to many people, and I think if you haven't heard of her, you should get into it, because she's writing the good good shit.
All right, so that's today's Winter by
Ellie Smith. It's $34.
Would you say if you really want to get into this, would you just read Autumn first?
Don't have to, but the Autumn's a little bit cheaper at the moment because it's in the smaller format. So if you want to make it on a price,
I'm just saying for the better read, you know, like does one follow the other?
No, obviously, you could pick them up. In any way.
Which is impressive. That's impressive, isn't it?
One thing I must say is that she always intertwines art and culture in her book. So that's a David Hockney painting on the front. And a lot of her characters have had connections to artists in the 80s and or 60s, sorry. And so she's got this lovely connection with culture as well. It's really cool.
Would I be wrong in saying that's a bit Will Self? Like before he did the kind of formaldehyde shark, How to Live, is his version of Dorian Gray, which was so intertwined with like AIDS in the 80s and a lot of the artists and news events at the time and Thatcherism.
I've only read The Book of Dave, which is quite an interesting concept. It's about this taxi driver who writes his diary, and then there's an apocalypse, and then they find the diary, and that's their Bible.
Yeah.
He's
a good one.
Is an apocalypse if people are left over at the end?
We were talking about this before.
Stragglers.
The leftovers.
Oh, the rapture.
Yeah.
People who did get the emergency alert and people who didn't get the emergency alert. I'm just saying.
So you did.
Did you get it? You got it? Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah,
you picked you're all going to the next land. I'm not.
We'll survive.
So you picked a track for us. Any particular reason why you picked this one?
That was my next question, is how does this relate to the story?
Well, there's no music that relates to this book at all. So I just chose one of my favourite songs for the year.
Oh, perfect.
Karen J. Callanan. Featuring Connor Moccasin.
His contributors coming soon and playing the King's Arms, Alex Cameron.
His daddy said on his deathbed, son, live each day. Or maybe he read it on a fridge magnet. Either way, he's gotta live each day. So he wrote up a list. From the National Bank, he's gotta live like it's his last. You better live each day like it is your last. Shrug off the urge to systematically kill. Go rollerblading around Beverly Hills. Live each day. He asked his sweetheart out to dance. Live each day. Then hugged and kissed her when he got the chance. Live each day. Then he had a sandwich. Truly loved that sandwich. Like it was his last. You better live each day like it is your last.
Live each day like it's
your last. Shrug off the urge to systematically kill.
Live each day like it's
your last.
Live each day like it's
your last. Shrug off the urge to systematically kill.
Each day,
I'm
was Loose Reads.